The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
The opinions expressed by the guests of this show do not necessarily express the opinions of Dr. Weinerman or Weinerman Pain and Wellness.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone. Help.
Welcome to the Pain and Wellness Hour, sponsored by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, Philadelphia's premier rehabilitation, physical therapy, and chiropractic facility, located in the heart of Center City, Philadelphia. Here are your hosts, Joe Krause, Marla Vitarello, and Joe Dougherty.
On a Tuesday afternoon in the Delaware Valley, a good afternoon, everyone, coming to you live from the city of the Super Bowl champions. I still get to say that as the celebration rolls on here in Philadelphia. And hard to believe, it's 47 degrees outside. The sun is shining. The sky is blue. And we're preparing for a winter storm advisory in about 6 hours. Jay Doc, and a good Tuesday afternoon to you. Nice to be back in studio with you. Marla will be joining us in just a couple of moments. But a good show and a good lineup today here on Talk 860 WWDB.
Absolutely. We have a great show lineup. We have our Who's Who honoree, Joe Cronin of Cronin Trial Lawyers, and with his guest, Sophia Tyrus, and certainly going to be a great show. But you make a good point. It is beautiful out. And if you're sitting in the studio with us, you know, the sun's out there. It's awesome. And all heck is going to break loose. What's it, tomorrow?
Yeah, winter advisory is scheduled to begin at 7 p.m. tonight and then go till 3 a.m. on Thursday. So I'm not quite sure what that means, other than everybody will probably get adjusted into a state of panic by the evening.
There.
But the heavy snow will come tomorrow, or at least that's what they say.
Well, naturally, I'm going out and getting my milk and my bread. I don't know if we need it, but I'm going right up to ShopRite, and you know, I'm just going to jump in that line. But anyway, Joe.
J-Doc, let me just handle the business first, all right?
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Serious doctors for serious injuries. Go to WeinermanPainandWellness.com. Remember the name. Memorize the number. 215-988-9503. Again, good show lined up for you. Joe Cronin in the studio, managing partner and founder of the Cronin Firm. Now I turn it over to you, J-Doc. It's your world. I'm just living in it, brother.
Okay, so Joe Cronin. First of all, we're in a major problem here today because I'm Joe. We got Joe Cronin of Cronin Trial Lawyers and Joe Krause. So just call me Bob. That's all. Whatever.
Bob, it's your world, man.
Joe, so first of all, welcome back. You're one of our Who's Who honorees, and if you will introduce us to Sophia.
Sure things. Thanks for having me here, Joe. Pleasure to be back.
By the way, it's Bob.
But oh, sorry, Bob. Yeah, well, how about just Doc?
Doc is Doc. Great. Yeah.
All right.
Solve that problem.
My father always used to say, call me whatever you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
Right, and you can see I'm on that line.
same here. So I brought with me today, as a guest, my main associate at the Cronin Trialers. Her name is Sophia Tyrus. Welcome, Sophia.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sophia is I exported her out of the representation of insurance companies. I brought her over to the good side, where we represent the
from the dark side to the good side.
Dark side to the good side. She learned all her tricks, and I brought her over to this side, and she's doing great.
And the interesting thing, Sophia, and we've run into that a lot. Individuals cut their teeth, you know, working on the defense side and learning the ins and outs of the industry, and then understanding the expertise. They choose to represent the injured workers or the injury victims. Tell me, you know, what your motivation was, obviously, to start, you know, representing on the other side.
Well, I started, even before law school, I started in the insurance defense world, so I really only had that mentality. And so until I started, you know, seeing that people were actually injured, and I even had my own injury too, and I realized, you know, these people are injured, and I shouldn't be fighting to prevent them from getting money.
Sure.
So I also, while I was there, I learned, you know, what do the plaintiffs need? What do the injured workers need for their case to help them to build a strong case so that they can get money? And I've brought that over, you know, to Cronin Trial Lawyers, and it's helping me to become a better attorney for the injured worker.
Sure. So when you're representing someone, you have the opportunity to provide insight because you were on, you know, the other side. And by the way, I mean, that many of our best, you know, attorneys, like I said, have that experience. But do you find that allows you to provide that insight to a client and kind of lead the way for them so that they feel more comfortable?
Yes, I think it does. And I think it also gives me the ability to talk to the client on a level where they can understand me too, because I can talk to them, you know, as someone who, you know, defended against the injured worker cases and other people who've been injured, and also come from the perspective where I was injured also. So I can, you know, talk to them on many different levels and explain, you know, even I could do this. Even I would, you know, make the same decisions that you're making on your case or deciding whether to settle or not.
Sure.
Joe, let me ask you, the more I sit through and learn and absorb information from doing this program on a Tuesday afternoon, I've kind of started to come to a conclusion that it's about building a puzzle. It's about putting a puzzle together of details that are obvious, and then finding out the details that aren't so obvious. That can be a challenge, I think.
Yeah, it can be. That you hit the nail right on the head. You have to focus on the details, and what we feel we do a great job is, as soon as we are consulted by an injured worker, by a possible client, we roll up our sleeves, we get to work right away, preserving the evidence, making sure the appropriate letters get out, putting parties on notice, and getting the things lined up that we need to have in place that will pay off dividends years down the road when we go to trial. And you're right, Krause, it is about putting together pieces of a puzzle. And eventually, with enough hard work, determination, things pay off for the client.
And Sophia, would you say the opposite is true from the insurance side? They're not putting a puzzle together to support the process. They're following a very structured, regimented, outlined, identified protocol to try and make the case either go away or perhaps win the case over the individual.
That's exactly true. In the insurance world, you know exactly what you have to do. You're not really required to think outside of the box. And so, if the plaintiffs are going to file a medical report, you file a medical report. And it's just your job to just attack and, you know, make discredit their case.
Now, we talk about the firm, Joe, and if you will, just give a little bit of a synopsis of the variety and the cases, the types of cases that you address on a daily basis.
Yeah. Well, the primary area of focus is obviously serious personal injury.
Right.
And personal injury is a huge set within which there's a lot of subsets. So it could be a construction accident. We do a lot of people that get hurt in construction accidents.
Sure.
Could be a medical malpractice case. Sometimes there are products that injure people. That's known as a products liability case. There are slip and falls, there's auto accidents, and trucking accidents. Those are primarily the areas that we focus on. And every case is different, but the one thing that's consistent throughout all of them is somebody is hurt. Somebody is no longer able to do what they used to be able to do. A lot of times that relates to not being able to support themselves and their family. And that's where we come in.
When you run into somebody who's been in those, because I remember, you know, catastrophic injuries you deal with a lot of, you're dealing with a wide range of emotions when they walk through that door, if they can walk through that door. Tell me what it's like when you get, you know, in the presence of somebody who's not only needs legal support and all that, and like Sophia said, you know, you're dealing with, you know, in some cases the machine. I mean, they're coming at you. They have a protocol. They have one objective,
right,
for the most part. And what's it like? What do you have to deal with? Is, you know, you might got to be as much a counselor as you do an attorney.
Yeah, you're hit the nail right on the head. A lot of times you're talking to the client about things that don't necessarily have to do with the evidence or a particular witness. Sometimes they just want to talk to you. Sometimes you have to have a sympathetic ear. In order to do what we do, you have to like people and you have to want to get justice for somebody else. The insurance company lawyers, all they're trying to do is poke holes. The analogy that I use most of the time is, think of a carpenter, how he or she can build a house, build a wall, do that. That's what we do. The insurance defense lawyer, they're like the demolition guy. They're just taking a sledgehammer to the wall, just trying to poke holes in it. And they're not trying to prove anything. They're just trying to keep the injured worker from getting the money that they deserve.
If I had to have somebody defend me or protect me or build the wall, it would be Joe Cronin. I mean, he's right out of central casting. We said it the last time. Am I right? There is no debate in that one.
Joe, the liability, proving the liability that causes the injury that ultimately alters somebody's life for life. How do you approach that?
Well, the way we approach it is we take a global approach from when we are first consulted by the client. So let's say it's a catastrophic injury. There's a death case. There's loss of limbs or something, whatever it is. If it's a trucking accident, if it's a construction accident, we get there right away. We engage excellent qualified experts to guide us in what some of their thoughts are to help us establish liability. The main goal of what we do is to get the injured worker the compensation that they need that's going to help them support themselves and their family. And then it's a question of who to get it from and how to do it.
Now, Joe, the firm handles both workers' comp and personal injury.
Yes, sir.
So in other words, when somebody's injured on a job and a third-party situation, but also the personal injury, the auto accidents and all them, you're handling serious cases in all arenas, correct?
Yes. Any workers' compensation case, you're going to always look to see if there's a third-party case.
We're visiting with Joe Cronin, who's the managing partner and founder of the Cronin Firm. His associate is with us as well. Sophia, pronounce your last name for me.
Tyrus.
Sophia Tyrus is in the studio as well. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you.
Both will be along with us for the full hour of the show, the Pain and Wellness Hour. Marla Vittoroli is in the studio. Hello, Marla. Nice to have you. We'll bring you into the dialogue and the conversation as well. We'll take our first break. We'll continue back here on Talk 860 WDB after this.
My friends, this is Joe Krause. You've heard me on Philadelphia radio now for over 20 years, and you know I don't often endorse products or people unless they are real game changers. I want to tell you about Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. And at the end of this short personal endorsement, I want you to consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. If you are recovering from an injury, if you or a family member has been diagnosed with a disorder that has stopped you in your tracks, or if you're like me, determined to learn about wellness while getting yourself prepared to stay healthy so you can enjoy the blessings of your family. Remember the name of this warm and caring location, Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
Every day, the men and women of the United States Marine Corps demonstrate their commitment to defend the American way of life. Since 1775, we have served our nation as a force in readiness. From combat operations to humanitarian assistance in every corner of the world. No matter where the mission takes us today, or wherever our country needs us tomorrow, we always remember the land we call home. As Marines, we take a stand for each other, for our nation. For us all, the few, the proud, the Marines.
And we're back here live on the Pain and Wellness Hour here on Talk 860. WWDB. We're presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, serious doctors for serious injuries. Go to WeinermanPainandWellness.com. In the studio visiting with us today, Joe Cronin, the managing partner and founder of Cronin Trial Lawyers, and associate, his associate, Sophia Tyrus, is with us in studio. Marla has made her way to the microphone. Marla, good Tuesday afternoon to you. How are you?
Good afternoon, Joe, who, you know, the three of you guys. Yeah, we threw Joe D out of the window for a second.
We told him to take take a 12-minute break. So we'll
Good afternoon to you.
We'll bring him back in at the bottom of the hour. Joe, let me pick up on our conversation before we went into the break. And I want you to explain for us, and Sophia, you can feel free to weigh in as well. When you meet with a client who sustains an injury that is going to impact them for the rest of their life, it has to be a challenge for you to be able to see what that means, because there's an initial value, and then there's however long the lifespan or however long that individual, the longevity of that individual. That's got to be a very challenging thing for you.
Yeah, it is challenging, and to be quite frank with you, sometimes it can be a daunting task, because this person is literally saying to you, my life is in your hands. They say that directly and indirectly, and you know it because they're telling you, this is my wife, or this is my husband, these are my kids, these are my bills, I can't work anymore, what am I going to do? Are we going to end up on the street? And when you, that's something you don't understand when you're on the other side, when you work for the insurance companies. You don't have someone's life in your hands. On this side, it's for real. Like, you really got to get the job done, because real people are depending on you helping them.
Sophia, I want to give you a chance to weigh in, because in the very beginning, in your opening statement, for lack of a better way to describe that, that was a reference that you made. When you were on the side of the representing the insurance company, you didn't see the reality of the injury. You saw more of the structure of the detail.
Right, that's true. I didn't really understand that, you know, the people were actually injured. It wasn't a concept that I grasped. I just knew, you know, what I had to do to make sure that they didn't get any money. That I was essentially a robot, and I was just making sure I did everything to do that I could do to prevent them from getting any money.
So Sophia, so now that you are on the claimant side and you're representing the everyday person, and as Joe had pointed out too, so you never know who I'm talking about, Joe Cronin and Joe Krause, about how this impacts people's lives. We're dealing with people's lives. How often do you, as an attorney, actually take those feelings home with you now, being more so on the claimant side? I don't want to say all defense attorneys are completely insensitive to what's going on. Some of them, you know, have really big hearts, such as yourself, and you felt that and wanted to be on the other side. How often does that weigh in on your day-to-day after you leave work?
I mean, it's a daily feeling that I have, because I'm talking to clients every day. You know, they're sharing their life stories with me. They're telling me, you know, how difficult it is for them at home, how they can't work, or how they have to miss days of work to go to the deposition. And, you know, I just want to do everything I can to help them.
Well, I have to tell you, it is a spectacular value as representation for you to be someone's attorney and actually have both sides of the experience, both on defense and claimant. Because I know if it were me and I was injured at work, I would want to use attorneys that have that kind of background, because you know all the ins and outs. You know how they work, how they're mechanically functioning. It's all formulas and things like that.
Yes, I'm definitely grateful that I have that I was able to work in both fields where I can use and have that different perspective.
I ask the audience to think about that. Sometimes we don't process what we don't know until we find ourselves, Joe, in a situation where an injury does occur. And when that occurs, there are things that we should do, or an individual should do to help you begin to put the puzzle together. And if you misstep, or if you don't know to do something, that may hurt you down the road.
Absolutely. A couple bits of advice I tell people all the time. First of all, call a lawyer right away. Put it in the category if it's not going to hurt you and it's not going to cost you anything. Secondly, use common sense. Everybody, I'm holding up so the audience can see. I'm holding up my smartphone. Everybody has one of these, and it has a camera on it, and it has video recording. I mean, it's invaluable when you record the evidence right at the time when things have happened, and it pays off huge down the road.
That's a great point. Yeah, that is a great point, because everyone has their iPhones with them. We're all connected. How many times a day do they say how many, you know, people are checking email or texting each other? In a situation like that, you don't even think to film the accident or film what happened or film the surrounding evidence for you.
Right.
And that must be really helpful for you.
It's very helpful because, like the expression goes, a picture is worth a thousand words, mm-hmm. right? And so when you're looking at the actual defect, whatever it is, that thing that made that person fall, or what happened with the product when it exploded or whatever happened, or the scene of the trucking accident or the construction accident. Now, when I go to trial, and I do a lot of jury trials, we came from one earlier today, the other side wasn't going to pay. Finally, of course, they come in and they pay the amount of money that we told them to pay months and months ago. But we had the evidence. We had what we needed if we had to go all the way through a jury verdict. Why? Because pictures were taken at the time things occurred.
And Joe, how hard is it on an individual to use your example where you have been telling the other side to settle the case or to pay or this is the amount, and I guess the general thought is, well, no, let's drag it out or let's go through the process, let's go through the motions, let's follow the protocol. Mm-hmm. How tough is that on your client who is relying on you? And I don't think they ever get to a point where they question what you're doing, but they still mentally and emotionally have to go through the process.
Yeah, and they want that process over like yesterday. Mm-hmm. You know, they want you to get the maximum amount of recovery as quickly as possible. Not because they're greedy, but because litigation is not a fun process. It's painful and it's difficult. So anybody who goes through that wants to have it over sooner rather than later. But what we do, and Sophia is huge in helping me with this, is dealing with the clients on a daily basis, counseling them, letting them know we're working their case up for trial. We will take the other side to a jury verdict if we have to. We never settle cheap. I never, ever will do that. Sometimes that happens because the lawyer just wants to get the case over with. But what you do is, and then later when the client comes back and they are delighted with the result you got them, now they see why it was important to go all the way to the mat.
Sophia, bring us into the, and Marla, I'll let you jump in for just right after this. I just want you to bring the audience into the process a little bit from the insurance side. Push out, delay, keep going, wait the client out. At some point, the client's going to give up or give in or whatever the case may be. Is that part of the process?
Yes. I mean, there's specific things that we're supposed to do as insurance lawyers to, you know, to delay and prevent the plaintiff from succeeding. And we make sure that, and we have far fewer cases than the plaintiff's attorney, so we're able to keep track and we're able to diary things and we're able to do things on the 15-day mark and the 20-day mark, you know, to delay or to compel or to prevent the plaintiffs from, you know, litigating their case. And that's how that works. We just, you know, we stop them in their tracks whenever we can.
So earlier, just to kind of to tie in, we'll jump back on the other side. When the cases come in, and you were stating earlier, Joe, about how you keep your clients informed, and you know, a lot of times they want you to settle quickly, and they want this process because it's so painful. How do you vet those cases coming in through your intake department? How do you know if you're really dealing with a good case, or if it's just a bunch of BS that somebody's kind of thrown to see if it sticks?
Good old-fashioned elbow grease. Yeah. I roll up my sleeves. I get to the scene. I look at the evidence. I talk to the people. I'm relentless with it. And so it's going to help me vet the case, whether it's a good one mm-hmm. or whether it's not a good one. And it's also going to help me preserve the evidence I need later down the road. Mm-hmm. So there's never been a case in 27 years of practice. I have not gone to the scene. I have not done my own work. Mm-hmm. Yes, we use some private investigators, photographers, and obviously a whole host of experts. But I personally get involved and make sure I see it with my own eyes.
Give me an example of a case that wouldn't be a good case, something that you don't feel comfortable taking on, whether it's something you think that, you know, there's not that you don't believe your clients when they come to you, but you just feel that there's just nothing there.
It could be a case where, I mean, sometimes, you know, the expression, sometimes accidents just happen, yeah. And they do. Sometimes, unfortunately, it's the fault of the person that got hurt. Mm-hmm. Just because you get hurt doesn't mean that it's necessarily somebody else's fault. So, and that is irrespective of whether or not the person has real injuries. Mm-hmm. The cases that we also don't take as if it's their injuries really are not there. I mean, I don't feel you do even the client a service by prosecuting a case for them when they don't have real substantial injuries, because there's so much that's involved, and it takes so long, and so much of their time personally, you haven't done them a favor when a couple years down the road you get them a couple $1,000s. They're not happy with that, and you're not happy with it. And so those are cases that would have been better in the beginning. Tell them, thank you, I'm going to pass on this. If you'd like, I'll refer you to someone else.
Yeah, and you have to be a good people reader, right? I mean, you have to, as I feel as an attorney, that is a gift that you have to offer your clients, because you can tell someone's sincerity,
you can.
You know? So I can see that about both of you.
You got to read people, yeah. And I think it helps me. I think it's my blue-collar background growing up and working. And Joe Doc and I have talked about this a lot. You know, I wasn't born with the silver spoon in my mouth, so everything I have I work for. You know, I paid for college and law school myself, and I wouldn't trade that. I mean, at the time, it wasn't fun when everybody else was – these guys, you know, showing up at law school with their BMWs and everything's paid for. But now,
I've seen that before, by the way.
You've seen it before, exactly. But I wouldn't trade my upbringing for anybody's, because it helps me relate to people on the jury.
Visiting with Joe Cronin, who is Philly Labor's Who's Who at Injury and Injured Workers Advocacy here on the Pain and Wellness Hour. Joe is the managing partner of Cronin Trial Lawyers. His associate, Sophia Tyrus, is in the studio with us as well. We're bouncing all over the place here, covering a lot of conversation and a lot of topic. Joe, I want to ask you about social media. It's a topic and a challenge. Marla referenced or followed up on your thoughts with her phone talking about pictures. But social media, I think now, I would think, factors into the process. It's now a part of the puzzle you're building. Pro and con.
Yeah, absolutely. You brought up a great topic, because this is a real, real touchy subject. If it were up to me, all my clients would not have social media, because all the insurance companies, lawyers, and their adjusters, they're just trolling the social media, looking to dig up dirt. And what you might think is something just very innocent is something that insurance lawyer is going to use later down the road to try to hurt you with.
You're saving the money.
Absolutely.
You're saving the insurance company money, so they don't have to send someone out to film you and follow you. You just filmed and followed yourself.
You're doing it for them. Yeah. Whether you're dancing at a wedding. What are you dancing at a wedding if you're saying that your knee and ankle hurt?
Right.
Or your back or whatever it is. I mean, how do you – and when a jury sees that, when you lose credibility with a jury, the expression that we learn in law school is falsus in uno, falsus in omnibus, which means you lie to me about one thing, you lie to me about everything. When a jury feels you lied to them about something, they're going to feel that you're lying to them about everything.
And the example that you used is an example of an innocent slip. It's an example of somebody not intentionally processing what they're doing. They're just at a wedding, and they're maybe it's a family wedding, and they're enjoying it, and that one post potentially hurt you down the road.
It kills you. I have a good friend of mine who also is a plaintiff's personal injury lawyer. He had a huge offer on the table to get the case settled. They were going in for a settlement conference with the judge. Offer came off the table inexplicably the day before. They went and meet with the judge. Where the other lawyer came in was a picture of the plaintiff holding up this big tuna that he just caught with the disabled arm that he could no longer use.
Right.
But all of a sudden, he's out there catching tuna with it. It destroyed his case. He had to settle it for 10%. Just one photograph destroyed his case. It happens all the time. Like Marla pointed out, you're helping them do their job. So why do that?
Yeah. I have a funny example, actually. I don't know if we're going to break 2 minutes. I was a medical director for a law firm. So my background is nursing, but I was also and still continue to be a legal nurse consultant in these cases. So we had a case blow up, a guy who had a back and neck injury. And there was a video posted on Facebook. The guy is face down on a pole. You know those little games that they play on the beach where you take a shot or you do a whole thing of beer and then you run around in a circle and you have your head down on a pole and then you have to run to the next thing? The whole entire video was posted on his social media. Case blew up.
Oh,
done.
God.
All his benefits stopped. Medical stopped. You can't do that if you have a back and neck injury. I mean, it was clear. So you're right. Absolutely to your point. Social media can be a killer.
Now, as good as his lawyer may have been, however good she was or he was, that video.
You can't get out of that.
You can't get out of it. You're done.
Yeah.
I think in terms of, and Sophia, that might be the most challenging part for you. You almost, I don't want to say babysit, because I think that's not, I don't think that's the correct way to describe it. But if a case or a process takes 12 months or 18 months or whatever, however long it's going to take, that is going to require some check and balance on your part with the individual. So you're not on the beach in Wildwood with holding onto a baseball bat doing 360s, right?
Right, yeah, that's exactly true. Because, you know, I try to come at it from a different perspective, where if I was the plaintiff, you know, what would I want to know? Because they're sitting at home and they don't know what's going on. So I feel for them and I want to give them an update. I want to tell them what's going on. And I want to make sure that they're doing everything they could to help their case too. We're a team. We have to work together to make sure that we get the best outcome for them.
We're going to get to a break. We'll leave you with a reminder that Twitter has become the ultimate courtroom for all public opinion. As we go to the break here on 860 AM WWDB, Joe Dock will be back in the conversation. Marla will stay with us as well. We'll take a commercial break. Back in a moment.
If you're injured and need rehabilitation to fully recover, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness in Center City, Philadelphia. If you're suffering from a diagnosed disease that is causing you great discomfort, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. They will provide transportation to and from their Center City office. If you are confused, if you are troubled by your medical challenges, or if you feel hopeless because others have made you feel that way, consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com.
Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
At any given moment, somewhere in America, a baby is taking a first step. A developmental milestone. But for too many parents, a baby's first steps aren't just a milestone. They're a miracle. These are the parents of babies who were born prematurely or with birth defects. It's a crisis affecting more than 500,000 babies in the United States each year. You can help them by joining volunteers like you who walk in March for Babies. The money you raise funds research and local programs that help babies overcome the challenges of premature birth and birth defects. Together, our steps make stronger, healthier babies a reality for thousands of families. Sign up today at marchforbabies.org to take the steps that help make milestones and even miracles possible. Who will you march for?
And we're back here live on the Pain and Wellness Hour on a Tuesday afternoon as we come to you on 860 AM WWDB. Glad to be here broadcasting from the beautiful studio up in Bala Cynwyd, where we overlook the skyline of Philadelphia. Hard to believe, Jay Dock, as we said at the very beginning of the show, that in about 5 or 6 hours, we're going to move into a winter weather advisory. And the Phillies are preparing for opening day, March 29th, only 23 days away.
Unbelievable.
From the start of baseball.
Absolutely. It's going to turn into a winter wonderland here. You know, during the break, we were talking about one of the things, you know, and I'm enjoying this conversation immensely. We're talking about social media and how people, have blown their cases by not only, you know, in some cases, you know, utilizing the social media and taking pictures, but also showing that they're not as injured as they may have told the attorney. But Joe, let me ask you a question. The thing we were talking about in the break, Joe Cronin, what must it be like to be an attorney who's represented this individual, believed this individual, represented them, spent a lot of money out of your pockets? There's no out-of-pocket costs for the injured individual. What is it like when you see something like that and you know your case is blown?
Very disheartening. As I said during the break, I, you know, talk with the clients, and these clients, we live with them for years. I mean, explain to them, but we're teammates on this case. You know, we're believing in you and putting our time and our money, blood, sweat, and tears into this thing. So you have to be ever mindful of this. So because of.
But wait a minute, though. You're not only putting your blood, sweat, and tears. You're putting your money. You put all the out of pocket costs in,
and hundreds of hours of time. So you put a lot into it, and for something like that to happen, it's a shame. But you know what? That is such a rare exception that you know what happens? You just have to just take your licks. You got to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move on. And the shame of it is that person really still, you know, is injured. It's not like they were completely making up a fraud case. It's not like they said they were on the bus and they were really at home.
Right.
Okay, like used to happen all the time. No, for all you know, that person that day, they were iced in their shoulder for 3 days and they couldn't do anything. And you know what? At that point, Jerry doesn't want to hear it.
Right. Had a few drinks. Now you got beer muscles and you're probably straining. Well,
I think the point there, though, is what we talked about earlier. Sophia's referenced it in terms of a timeline or an outline. It becomes tough for the individual as time continues to move. There's a desire to end everything so I can get back to my normalcy, I would think, right? Mm-hmm. And then there's the other part of it that just as time goes by, we fall back into what we normally do or don't do and forget or look past some of those obvious things. But it's a real tough, hard challenge for you guys, I think.
Yeah, it is. And with that comes with, you know, staying in touch with the client, counseling them, talking to them as things are going on.
And it's interesting because Sophia, you would, and Joe, you had mentioned Sophia communicates with the clients and keeps them abreast of, and that's got to be a major support system because, you know, some of these things, you know, time flies by in life. I can't believe I'm only 32. I'm already 32 years old. Yak.
Your 20th, 32nd
birthday. Yeah, it's my anniversary of that, by the way. But my point is, time flies by. You know, we're looking at each other and going, man, I can't believe this. But when you're in the middle of a case and you're somebody who's injured and it's been going on for a year or whatever, it seems like forever. But, you know, and I guess, Sophia, it's your job to say, listen, you're in pain, you're doing these things, you're going through it, we're following, you know, the course. Just be patient.
Right, that's exactly what I say. And I know that they don't know what's going on, and I want to just make sure that they know that we're helping them and we're doing everything we can to help them.
And that's, I mean, that's a you know, an amazing, you know, kind of a you know, a kind of partnership where you have a system where you can. Because I mean, I imagine many times you run into individuals that are so frustrated and so, you know, and they're not only in pain and they're through all the, you know, going through the rigmaroles of having to, you know, I'm sure you're going through different court, you know, hearings and all those things, but just getting personally frustrated and that as a successful trial lawyer and somebody who represents injured workers has to be a big part of, you know, your normal day because some people, you know, have to be incredibly stressed out at times.
Right, they are. And, you know, even when we meet with them and when we talk to them on the phone, you know, we want to put their mind at ease and we always want to, you know, let them know that we're here to help them and that we're working. Just because we don't call every single day doesn't mean that, you know, they're not on our minds and we're not working on their case.
And that's important because I want people to understand what they're getting, you know, when they call Cronin trial lawyers. And this is why, you know, so the Who's Who initiative honors 24 attorneys a year. Okay, and Joe was one of our honorees. And, you know, there's a reason why, you know, some individuals and firms are successful because and they can maintain that disposition. Because I, you know, I don't know how I would be, you know, when somebody, I think I would have, you know, they would have gave me the test and, you know, after the third phone call, I'd be like, listen, pal, I know you're in pain. Hit the, you know, I'd be losing clients left and right. But part of your job is not only to be a great trial attorney, know the law, all those things, but to be, you know, attentive to your clients and still be able to maintain a working relationship and get your job done on behalf of these people.
Yeah, right. I mean, my job first and foremost is to be a fighter, right? And
sure.
To get them what they need. It's not to be a counselor, but if you have a heart, you have compassion for other people, you have to care. So, you know, I'm talking to them, but talking to them all day long about how much they're in pain and things like that isn't going to get them compensation. So any good trial lawyer knows that he or she has to surround themselves with good quality people. That's why I have, among other people, Sophia. Sophia is excellent with keeping people calm, keeping them up to date, know what's going on. And I always remind people, though, the other side, though, make sure she may sound nice and sweet, but if you get on her bad side, I see her really go after the defense lawyers.
Well, that's why she's getting along. She gets along with Mara, because I want to mess with Mara. No. And I do want to say one thing. That, you know, Mara mentioned the guy with the random baseball bat falling down in the sand. That happened. I did it one time. It happened one time, and you put it on video. She hangs my business out there. It's ridiculous.
It's the Pain and Wellness Hour here on 860 AM WWDB. Joe Cronin is visiting with us here in studio. Let's get into some personal stuff. Let's have some fun stuff. Let's go back and forth. We'll go Joe, then Sophia. We'll go back and forth. We'll go rapid fire.
Well, Joe, you're an athlete, is it mixed martial arts? What is that? I know you work out and you do all those things and you stay in shape like a model and a pro football player. But tell us a little bit about your athletic. You know how you keep yourself together there.
Well, I do the best I can, but I don't know what kind of shape I'm in, Joe. But
well, we'll be arm wrestling after the show. We're going to find out. We'll find out. Maybe not. But
yeah. All right, let me lay down the ground rules. Here's what I'm going to do.
All right.
J-Doc messed it all up.
My shoulders hurt. I can't do
it. I'm gonna shout it out. We're gonna go rapid fire, quick answers.
Nice.
All right. Don't need to do long stories, long closing arguments. All right. Sophia, let's start with you. Role model.
Joe Cronin.
Oh, nice.
Wait a minute. When you said Joe, there, I was feeling good about myself for a second.
He just got a raise.
All right. Yeah. Joe, your biggest inspiration.
Sophia. Yeah, right. My biggest inspiration, Abraham Lincoln.
Wow. Okay.
Sophia, things that annoy you.
Joe
Cronin.
You just lost the race. Oh. Yeah, you're like the guy
I'm
with
kidding,
the million.
I'm kidding.
I heard it.
Sloppy people, people that are loud.
Loud, obnoxious people.
Joe, favorite movie?
A Few Good Men.
Like it. Good stuff. Sophia, your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve would be, the same thing.
People who dwell on the past.
Yeah, that's a good one. People who dwell on the past.
Joe, favorite sports team?
Eagles.
Oh,
no question.
Thank God.
No question.
Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles.
You paused for half a second there, and I got like
Can
a little nervous
that?
Here.
I'm originally from the Boston area, so the Boston Red Sox were always beloved to me, but I couldn't care less about the Patriots, never could. So, but in terms of favorite sports team, by far, it's the Eagles.
All right, that's good.
Sophia,
we're back.
Favorite food?
Oh, well, I love all Greek food. Gyros. Okay. I'm Greek, so.
Good stuff. I thought I heard that a little.
I like that. And an encouragement for people to try Greek food, right?
Right. So good. So delicious.
Good stuff. It's Joe, good. Role model.
Role model.
I know you said it. Changed today from growing from when you were a kid?
Role model, I would say Leonardo da Vinci.
I don't have a follow-up for that.
I read a lot about him. He was just somebody that was amazing at mathematics, art, science, history. He became sort of like an expert in all, extremely well-rounded, but amazingly talented in all of those fields where most people can just focus on one thing. He was amazing at all of them.
So it's him and Abraham Lincoln. You like the historical guys.
I do.
That's good. It's old school.
And Joe Doc.
And Joe D. Yeah. Everybody loves Joe.
All right. Last question before we get to the break for Sophia. A favorite junk food you have a weakness for?
I would probably say sweets, so cookies.
Greek cookies or just cookies?
Definitely Greek
baklava
cookies.
Baklava.
Yeah, baklava
is ridiculous.
So good.
Oh, my God.
J-Doc, you have anything you want to weigh in here? You have any? Just keep the question short. It's bullet points.
Listen, I can go right through. I thought you were talking about me favorite food.
No.
Okay. your inspiration in regards to somebody that you know, Joe, that made you, that actually influenced your success as an attorney.
I think who influenced my success as an
besides
attorney.
Besides me.
Right. No, I think just, reading the stories of Clarence Darrow, reading stories about like Abraham Lincoln, like the things that they used to do. Edward Bennett, there's a good book called The Man to See, good book about him. He used to be the lawyer to the politician in Washington, D.C. Just lawyers that were extremely driven, hardworking, not afraid to roll up their sleeves and get the job done.
As we go to the break, one last question, part of your elevator speech. When you meet a client, three keys, Joe, to you, the success that you've had in your career. What are they?
We never quit. We are extremely driven, and we never settle cheap.
Pain and Wellness Hour here on 860 AM WWDB. We'll get to our final commercial break of the show, all presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness.
Meet the doctors of Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located in Center City, Philadelphia. Dr. Albert Talone, with over 40 years of medical excellence, you're in good hands. Dr. Michael Polino, specializing in the treatment of medical disorders like fibromyalgia. And Dr. Brent Weinerman, the ultimate medical professional who will treat you with an unconditional commitment to surpassing your highest expectations. Why should you consider Weinerman Pain and Wellness? Because they are who you expect them to be. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, on the web at WeinermanPainandWellness.com. Weinerman Pain and Wellness, located at 100 South Broad Street, just south of City Hall. Call Weinerman Pain and Wellness at 215-988-9503. That's 215-988-9503. Call today.
In May of 2000, Dave O'Carnikar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
Here we go, J-Doc. And we're back here live on the Pain and Wellness Hour as we come to you on Talk 860 AM, WWDB, all presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, serious doctors for serious injuries. If you missed any of that up close and personal intimate segment, you can find us or re-listen to the podcast of the broadcast. Pretty good stuff from Joe Cronin and his associate Sophia Tyrus joining us here in the studio, and good stuff the entire program.
Oh my God, yeah. So let's not forget this is the Pain and Wellness Hour. And a lot of what we do is, so we usually, have a wellness segment, and Joe Cronin works really well within this. And so Marla Vitarella, she's a nutrition and fitness specialist also, as well as a registered nurse. And so we're going to talk about a couple fitness tips and some things about staying healthy. And it's great to see that our attorney can easily jump in on this, because, by the way, he is a Taekwondo and specialist, and also a black belt in karate and all those things.
Well, you guys can all do that. Sophia and I are going to have some Greek food for lunch.
I'm going to join you. Still hanging on that Greek food thing. I'm dying for baklava right now.
We brought some souvlaki.
Actually, that kind of segues into the nutritional piece here. So, as you guys know, my name is Marla Vitarello, and as I was introduced so lovely by my co-host. So I've been a nurse for 22 years and specialized in cardiology. I was a nutritional and fitness consultant, as well as a coach to the Arena Football Girls, Philadelphia Soulmates, and the Philadelphia Eagles. Did a lot of consulting work for NBA and NFL girls, prepping them to make the big teams. And a big part of that is nutrition. But that's just kind of my background. The everyday person obviously doesn't have to wear two-piece dancewear and be out in front of 70,000 people. And everybody...
Although I have done it at times,
but I was
drunk.
I'm sure you have, Jody. I'm sure you have. The thing is...
Thank you for that visual.
I know, it's a visual, right?
After the holidays, everybody just feels so sluggish. We overindulge in the food, in the drinks, in the sugars. And you really do feel like crap, for lack of a better word, because you are what you eat. And that is absolutely accurate. Everybody says January 1. When January 1 comes, we're like, it's New Year's Day, so we're going to wait till January 2nd. That, depending on how much weight you're trying to lose or what your goals are, you really want to start in like March. This is a good time because you know how many people start in January and they're already off of their wagon already because it's too intense and you have to have realistic goals. So many people say to me, what do I do? How do I get myself in shape? How do I lose weight? How do I, you know, start to feel better? Because as we get older, it gets tougher and tougher and it's harder. Our metabolism slows down and we don't feel as well that you do when you're young. You know, the joints go and there's nutrition is everything. So there are a few key principles that I'm just going to review. You guys can jump in as much as you want. But I think number one is being realistic on your goals. Okay. If you have about 10 pounds that you want to lose, you could gradually do that over time. I know people try to starve themselves or they say, I want to lose 25 pounds and they're already fit and trim. That's unrealistic. You can't starve yourself. You have to look at whatever patterns and practices that you're going to do with your dietary has to be a lifelong commitment. So any of these fad diets, get them out. It's ridiculous. These people with the lemon juice and cayenne pepper, you're going to do that. Yeah, sure. You'll lose the weight in a short term fix, but you're putting your health at risk. You know, you can dehydrate or, you know, really actually slow your metabolism down in the long run. So that's number one. So we want to be realistic on our goals. It's a very simple formula. Your output has to be more than your input. So that includes how much physical activity that you do. If you eat a little bit more and you run 4 or 5 times a week, you can afford to do that. You know, if you're sitting down all day and, you know, you have a very sedentary job, which you guys are probably, you're on your feet all day long, you're running. So you have to feed yourself all day to keep your energy levels up. So that's really important. So a lot of people don't realize, but 3,500 calories is 1 pound. So if you just reduce your caloric intake by 500 calories a day, whether it could be a sugary drink or a sweet tooth thing, like a baklava is probably 500 calories just for a little portion. By the end of the week, you lose 1 pound because 500 times 7 days out of a week is 3,500. It's 1 pound. So if you could continue to do that and then you add a workout in, then you could lose the 2 pounds. So 2 to 3 pounds a week is a healthy thing to do for everybody. That's longevity and weight loss.
And Marla, I will add in, yeah. as you know, my complete elimination of all carbs and all sugars now into 6 months, I am down 54 pounds.
I know. Joe, you look amazing,
by
the way.
But more importantly than that, I didn't go into it with the thought of the weight, of losing the weight. I went in, I mean, I did when I started because I got in a scale, I was like 248. I'm like, oh my God, I got to do something. But the reality of it is, the benefit, the health benefit at where I am today as I prepare for double knee replacement surgery in 5 days or whatever, however long it's been.
Okay.
It's just an amazing thing, just the sugars. Just
Absolutely.
Getting rid of those sugars, just really, really incredible.
Absolutely. And I can't stress enough, and your key points that you just said, he's actually preparing his body for a war, basically, 2 knee replacements. You imagine if you were 50 pounds
heavier. 2 knee replacements and then 3 days a week, 3 times a day at Weinerman Pain and Wellness, and I hope to be back at it in a couple of weeks.
So. That's right. We're the rehab experts, so, you know, definitely we'll take good care of you. And, you know, that's the thing. You have to prep your body for that. But getting to your point about carbohydrates and sugars, simple sugars. How do we feel when we eat a bowl of ice cream? We feel great as we're doing it. I know. It's fantastic.
Major
but measure
weakness.
Yourself. Measure yourself on how you feel 15 to 20 minutes after.
Sure.
Okay? So you get this sluggish feeling. You feel like you're about to fall asleep. And it's all those highs and lows on the sugars. And that's really, it can break your diet. Sugar, just so you know, is about 20 times more addictive than cocaine. That's how highly addictive sugar is.
And also, one of the things we've talked about a lot in the past is the inflammation in the body it creates.
Absolutely. And this is where gluten's come in. You know, the big fad thing now is gluten-free. There's a science to that. So gluten actually comes from, I believe, the Latin word, glue. So it's a sluggish protein that our body just cannot metabolize. So what happens is that's where we get the bloating. That's where a lot of people, such as myself, experience joint discomfort.
Sure.
If I eat too much gluten, you feel it. You know, it's an inflammatory food.
And it's funny because we're joking around about the Patriots. Well, Tom Brady, and I can talk to him with a smile because we won, but you know, he has a whole line of food based upon, you know, anti-inflammation, good eat, you know, so that's how he recovers. So, you know, great stuff, Mara.
Yeah, so just the last point, I just want to make lots of water. lots and lots of water. The only people who shouldn't overdo the water is heart patients or kidney patients. That you need to advise with your physician.
I have all my kids doing this, and my wife does this as well. As soon as we wake up, we drink a bottle of water.
That's right. Yeah.
As soon as we wake up.
You should.
We drink
absolutely
a bottle of water. Yeah. And it's amazing the change. In our last minute, J-Doc, let's get to Joe. I want to give Joe and Sophie an opportunity to give business information.
Yeah, Joe, if you would, give us your contact information for our listeners.
Sure. Our main office is in Center City, Philadelphia. We're at 2 Penn Center. The phone number is 215-751-9001. And our website is CroninFirm.com. That's CroninFirm.com.
Awesome.
We also have an office in Cherry Hill, New Jersey.
All right, excellent. And Sophia, I want to thank you for being Joe's guest, and you did a phenomenal job. And Joe Cronin, unbelievable job. We love having you on the show.
You guys were amazing.
Yeah, no, it was absolutely fantastic.
I want to leave the audience, Joe. I want to dial it back into just a serious way to end this program. I want to leave the audience with the top three things that they should do when they find themselves in a situation where they've been either injured at work or injured in an accident or the victim of somebody's deficiency?
Great question. Number one, contact a lawyer immediately, regardless of whether you think you're going to end up with a case down the road or not. Number two, preserve the evidence at hand. Mostly use your smartphone. Take advantage of the photographic and videography capabilities. Number three, seek medical treatment and document your injury, not only because it's good for evidence, but it's also good for your health. And those are the top three things.
All right, all good stuff. Again, a special thanks to Joe Cronin, the managing partner and founder of the Cronin Trial Lawyers. Sophia Tyrus, thank you so much for coming in to the studio. That's going to do it for the Pain and Wellness Hour this afternoon on Talk Radio 860 AM, WWDB, all presented by Weinerman Pain and Wellness, Serious Doctors for Serious Injuries. On behalf of Marla, who's in the studio today, nice job with you by you today, Marla.
Thank you, guys. It was a pleasure.
And on behalf of J-Doc, who produces the show, writes the show,
hosts
the
sleeping
show, creates the show, and does all of the above, I'm Joe Krause. See you next time, everybody.